You are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at the Kodesh Family Church Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you hear this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter, day by day, yes it does. Everyone who is godly shall arise and pray to me.
Arise and pray to thee.
Pray in the time when thou mayest be found. In the floods of great waters, they shall not come nigh to him.
Not come nigh to him.
This is your chance, a good time to pray. If my people,
themselves, turn from their sins, I'll hear their
a cry.
Oh, oh, oh.
If my people humble themselves, turn from their sins, I'll hear their cry.
Sweet brother, keep on praying, don't stop there.
Keep on praying.
Little darling, keep on praying, don't stop there.
Keep on praying.
If my people shall wait upon the Lord, renew the strength and mount up with wings. They shall run like a prophet. They shall not be weary.
Not be weary.
They shall walk and shall not faint. Sweet brother, keep on praying. Don't stop there.
Keep on praying.
Little darling, keep on praying. Don't stop there.
Keep on praying.
Dear sister, keep on praying. Don't stop there.
Keep on praying.
Little darling, keep on praying. Don't stop there.
Keep on praying.
Sweet brother, keep on praying. Don't stop there.
Keep on praying.
Little darling, keep on praying. Don't stop there.
Keep on praying.
Dear sister, keep on praying. Don't stop there.
Keep on praying.
Little darling, little darling, don't stop there.
Keep on praying.
Dear sister, keep on praying. Don't stop there.
Keep on praying.
Little darling, little darling, don't stop there.
Keep on praying.
Don't stop there.
Wow. Keep praying. Amen. What a wonderful, wonderful song from Sister Ariel. Now it is time, you guys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, for the most important part of the service. I hope you're ready for deliverance. I hope you're ready for healing. Psalms 107:20 says, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. So that deliverance comes from no other place than from the word of God. I want you to rise on your feet and give our powerful prophet a round of applause. The word is going to be sent through him today. Amen. Please welcome Reverend Kojo Orlean.
Oh, rise to your feet and give honor to the King of Kings.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, why don't you put your hands together for Jesus? Amen. Are you hearing me? If you are hearing me, give me a wave. If you're hearing me, give me a wave. All right, all right. Well, this is a blessing to be here. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You know the beautiful thing about the COVID? The COVID has converted your house into the house of the Lord. Tell somebody, that's my house is the house of God.
My house is the house of God.
COVID tried to take it from me.
COVID tried to
but
take
I
it from
got
me.
My personal house of God. But in Jesus' name. Now wave your hand in the atmosphere in your house and say, Lord, I receive your presence.
Lord, I receive your
say,
presence.
Welcome, my angels.
Welcome,
oh,
my angels.
I am jealous of your house in Jesus' name. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Angels are flying around everywhere. Everywhere. Bible says
them.
That God will give his angels charge over you.
Amen.
Yeah, he will give his angels charge over you, that they will bear you up. Please admit those who are trying to come to church here. You know, it's one thing. Please, you may be. Let's pray before you get seated. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We thank you. We are so privileged to have your house in our house. Indeed, your word says, blessed is the man whom you, the Lord, chooses. And you cause that person to approach unto you, that he may dwell in your courts, that he may dwell, the person will dwell in your house. Today, thank you that you made your dwelling place my house. The Bible says because of that, we will be satisfied with the goodness of your house, even of your holy temple. Father, whatever it is that made that house not contain your goodness, we rebuke now. We transform now that house into the place of your goodness, because your word says, as for me, my closeness to you is my good. Thank you that because I am close, your goodness appears. Your word tells us, because you are our shepherd, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives.
Amen.
May that scripture be activated for everyone now.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, we welcome you into this service. Anoint everything we're doing. And Lord, become the subject and object of all we do here. May your name be glorified. No other. No one shares your glory but you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord. Woo! Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Yeah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, before I preach, as usual, I want you to get the best, because you are the most alert when you are about to hear the preaching. So I want to give you a few announcements. Number one is that Valentine's Day is coming. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Woo!
You know, when we hear, as Christians, when we hear about love and we hear about the red color, we see the blood of Jesus Christ. Today, my background is red. My microphone is red. I won't tell you whether my tongue is red. My blood is red. And
what
by Jesus.
Wow.
Jesus' blood is flowing.
Amen.
As we enter into the month of love, I know that you're going to receive a lot of love from people, but your greatest, Bible says, there's no greater love has any man than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friends. All right? So
wow.
That is found in John chapter 15, verse 13. And so we want to celebrate the love properly. And so even though we are not allowed to meet, you know, commercially and together like the way we normally would have done, we are going to celebrate this Valentine in a way that you will know that you are loved. So
Amen.
As part of our celebration, we are going to be sharing gifts.
Wow.
Gifts of love.
Wow.
That day will be called the Day of the Blood. The
wow.
Day of the Blood.
Wow. Mm.
Red Hot Love.
Wow.
We are going to theme it Red Hot Love.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
Love that somebody just decided. You know, one person said that, look, I will love you. I'll give you my heart and I will run on battery.
Hey.
My goodness. Serious love.
Yeah, that's serious love. Well, Jesus gave us his life and he ran on the power of God. The power,
the greatest
of God,
love.
Yeah, on the greatest. He gave us his life and took on our sins. And because of the blood, here we are. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, so on Valentine's Day, everybody's going to be in your reddest possible.
Now, that's it.
The amount of red you apply to yourself signifies the amount of blood Jesus Christ is going to be pouring in your house.
Amen.
Amen. So amen. The more red, the better. And we're going redder, to see who will demonstrate Jesus' love the most by the number of multiple red things you will display on that day. Hey. Hallelujah.
My goodness.
So, please, people are trying to come into the church. Allow them in. Uh-huh. Now, so one of the things we'll do, we'll give gifts to the number one, the most multiple redded person. Hallelujah.
That's it. Red out. Yeah.
So you can come with a red hat, red lipstick, red hair, red jacket, red microphone, red watch. And you are going to tell us how many red, and then we're going to give awards. It will be some cash awards.
Amen. Wow. I like that. I'm going to win.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. I am intending to win it. Yeah, but because winning, I usually win, my wife has banned me from competing. So I will compete only with my wife. All right. All right. So that's number one. So how many months? So it's not next week. It's the week after.
Valentine's Day.
We are the number of try and put things together. You can have a red. Where's my iPad? Give me the red iPad. Red iPad, red phone, red jacket, everything. Wow. Yeah.
Red background.
You know, red hair. I've already got my red iPad ready. Hallelujah. And my red jacket. Anyway.
Wow.
So try. I'm giving you enough warning so that you will amass the multiple numbers of red things. And you decorate your house all in red. And we are not doing it because of the color. We are doing it because of the intensity of the blood, appreciation of the blood. All right? So that's very important. Because of that, all the shepherds have come together to give gifts. Okay? We've put money together for that purpose. And the person who represents best what our Jesus stands for, the deepness of his love, is the person that will get the gift. Okay? So we'll give number one, the most multiple redded
background.
What's it called? You're going on video, you know, Zoom personality. We call it your Zoom personality.
Wow. Jesus, so we have to see your red.
Uh-huh. So all the reds, put them together, red flowers, red roses, right. All kinds of things.
Number two, on video.
Yeah, and be on video and show. Number two, we will also give an award to the best redded couple. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Ooh. Best redded couple. So couples try and display, and then we'll give an award to the best redded single. Best redded single. And we'll give that an award to the best redded child.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Yeah. In the J Church. Woo. And in the K Church. Different awards. And we will give an award to the best redded student. Child is different from student. Look, there are about 7 awards. You better win one. You can even win 2.
Hey.
Amen. And then we will give also an award to the best redded stars. The dancing stars, the singing stars, the Greater Love Gospel Choir, whoever star you are, we will see who have the reddest. Film stars will be at show, okay? And then we will give also an award to the best redded pastor. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Woo!
Write them all down and let's prepare the awards. They are all cash awards, and I believe that it will be a blessing. We are trying to put value on the blood, okay? And we're also going to have a seminar for young people who are not married, and a seminar for couples. So we are not going to discriminate against anybody anywhere. Put your hands together for Jesus. So that's our announcement for the Valentine. Next week, we will announce it again. It will be one of the most fantastic Valentine that you've ever celebrated, and it will be exciting. In addition, every month we are going to, please, whoever is admitting the people to church, you disturb me when I see the blue for too long. Okay, good. Let the people, Jesus Christ says, let the little children come to me, for such is the kingdom. All right. So allow them to come in early. Now, the other thing is that every month we want to have a program, you know, a program, and to reach out to many more souls, and to also, there's something called the dynamic services. You know, Jesus Christ always never had one thing. Today he's healing the lepers. Tomorrow he's converting water into wine. The next time he's forgiving people. He's even writing on the floor. You could see that he was an exciting, his messages were never the same. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to have a theme for every month, and we're going to have a celebration by one of the Saturdays based on the theme. Hallelujah. That's
amen.
When you will see on that particular day, we celebrate the theme. You will see that the film stars will have a message about the theme. So everything that I preach, that theme, we're going to form around it a variety day, you know, so that sitting in your house, you will still enjoy. Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty.
Amen.
It says, in God's presence, there is fullness of joy, and at his right hand, there are pleasures evermore. So shepherds, take note of all these announcements, and let's make it work for the sake of these precious sheep that we are working for. In Jesus' name. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I also want to say that the prayers have been going on well. Now, morning dew prayers. Dew is freshness. Freshness, it means that first, we learned here that in Psalm 63 and the verse number 1 and 2, David said, oh God, you are my God. And will I will seek you. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsted after you, and my flesh longs after you in this dry and thirsty land, so that I will see your power as it is, and your glory as it is in your sanctuary. There's a way to see the power of God in your life, and the beauty of God in your life is to seek the Lord early in the morning.
Amen.
And therefore, we're going to apply that scripture to ourselves and be like David. David was the youngest of all the children of his father, yet he was promoted the biggest way, you know, became a king. So was Joseph almost. And all these, one of the characteristics things is they sought God early. So we're going to put in practice. And Jesus was the same. The Bible says, early in the morning, Mark 1:35, a great while before day, he arose and he went to a solitary place, and there he prayed. And so we want to celebrate this and be part of this blessing that makes us see the power of God and the glory of God by once a week being a part of the prayer from 5 to 6 in the morning, 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the morning. So depending, I'm sure your Wacenta leader has showed this, 5 to 6. And instead of the prayer line, now we are going to be using the same Zoom. Pastor Richard, you got it ready, I hope. So we are going to be sending it to you. If you don't get the Zoom, the prayer line is good. Okay, both of them will be active. All right. So expect that. It's not going to be a video Zoom. It's going to be an audio Zoom. The Zoom, same kind of number, but you call in, and instead of a video, you will see that it's clearer, nicer, and you are not charged. Some people were coming on the prayer line, and you're being charged by your phone company. This one is free and clearer and better, and you're used to it. Hallelujah. So we're going to be sending that to you. So if you're on Monday, you come on Monday 5 to 6, and that will be your portion. But then those who are on Tuesday will come on Tuesday, like that, all through the week. But if you want to come every day, you are allowed. Actually, you get more blessing. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So now, from the 8th of February to the 14th, 8th, for 2 weeks, we are going to do what we call a 10 nights with the king for 2 weeks. Now, this year, you realize that our usual three-week fast has not been done because the COVID surge and the numbers that have been going up, you know, one of the things that brings down immunity is malnutrition. And when you're fasting, one of the things you do is that you drop your nutritional status. And we've seen people who fasted for a prolonged period, and because the immunity was low, they got infection. So this year, instead of the fast, we're going to pray You know, we're going to pray. And it does not stop you from doing your weekly fast. Maybe you have your fasting is on Wednesday. Keep doing it. That one is just one day or 2 days. It's okay. All right. But that prolonged 3 week that you don't eat anything, we don't want to subject you to the virus. Bible says we should be wise as serpents. That's what our theme is. And harmless as the dove. So as we're being wise, we don't want to harm anybody. So that's why it's not like, you know. And the devil will be surprised that we'll pray even more. Now that we are not even fast, we'll pray more. Amen. You'll be surprised. Amen. Say, I'll pray more.
I'll pray more.
Jesus.
Pray more.
So 10 nights with the king is in the evening. Instead of the morning, in the evening, when you've come back from work, you sleep a little bit and we'll have time in the presence of the Lord for a couple of hours prayer. You know, we will make it convenient for you. Though, you know, in the night, we'll pray. And then all the demons will go away. All the things that are against us will go away. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. So it's called 10 Nights with the King. It's for 2 weeks, 5 days, Monday to Friday. And then we'll break the weekend and then Monday to Friday again. And it will be fantastic. Hallelujah. So Amen. Note that it starts from 8th of February, which is next Monday, not tomorrow, but the Monday that comes. So next week, we'll give you the details. And immediately following that, we'll have what we call the Harmattan Bible Seminar. Clap for the Lord Jesus. You know, we can call it here our Winter Bible Seminar. You know, our winter at the headquarters in Ghana is called Harmattan. So this is our Winter Bible Seminar, Harmattan Bible Seminar. And it's a series of teachings for serious Christians. It's going to be in the night again, so that everybody will be able to enjoy it. So we try to do it at the time that everybody has come home. You come home, you rest a little bit, and it starts around 10 p.m. Okay, for 3 hours, 10 to 1, when nobody can disturb you. And then you are there, just like Jesus Christ, he taught his disciples on the mountain. Mountain suggests something that is difficult, but that is when the power came. So it's that for 3 days. It's going to be from the 24th to the 28th, okay? 24th, 25th, 26th, 4 to 7. And then on the Saturday, we will have a little more extended time. And on Sunday, to be a regular service with our bishop. Put your hands together for that. So that's Harmattan Bible Seminar, all right? And you will love it. You will love it, okay? 3 hours of the word. Bible says that God says he will sanctify and cleanse us with the washing of water by the word. The devil thought he's going to find you sleeping. He actually found Jesus around you. Amen.
Amen.
All right, so that is what we are going to. I think I've announced everything, I hope. And look, I want to thank all the mothers for what, how now you have encouraged your children to come into spirituality. Clap for all the mothers.
Woo!
Yesterday we had a seminar on, biblical solutions to parenting challenges. And it was such a wonderful thing. If you were not there, you were the only one who didn't come. You know, so ask the pastors for a copy or for a recording because it was so fantastic. Mothers, I want to share with you that, listen, God gave you a blessing in your child. God says, the children are a heritage or a blessing from the Lord. No child is a curse. And the fruit of the womb is your reward. And yesterday we taught that when a child is a fool, I would say it's a foolish son, is the grief of his father and his bitterness to the one who bear to the mother in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 25. So all the children, God brings them to you. No child was genetically a fool. Bible says foolishness is bound to the heart of a child, and the rod of correction will send it far. It's when something is bound, Junior, come. When something is bound like that, it means that it's bound, come this way, you know, to the heart of a child. It's a physical reaction, okay? It means it's bound to the heart. You can send it far. You can disengage with it. And then the foolishness, he's not a fool, but the foolishness will go away, and then your child will be free. Now, that's how children are. God bless you. Bible says children come wired with foolishness.
Wow.
All God did is give you a mother who will cause, number one, you eject the foolishness. Number two, you infuse wisdom. And then you can actually, it's just like a computer. What you put in is what you get. Every child is a reflection of what the parents or the environment put in. So we want to infuse much wisdom and what a voice God stands for. when God infused wisdom and Satan came and infused foolishness and rebellion, Adam and Eve never became the people they were supposed to be. They were planned out to be the best taken care of. They never became because of what was infused. But you, God, will keep infusion of wisdom. That's why now we are bringing the children together. Now, on Mondays, that is when the children pray with me, the pastors, personally. So all parents, push your children 5 a.m. to 6 every Monday. They are coming and we'll pray and we'll lay hands on them. You know? In fact, the book of Matthew chapter 19, verse 13 says that the people were bringing Jesus, the children to Jesus, and it was the disciples, the adults, who said no. And Jesus rebuked them and said, never do that. Never prevent your child from coming to Jesus. And he rebuked them and he laid his hands on them and he blessed them. Ladies and gentlemen, any child who doesn't come for this prayer meeting, it means the parent was the one who prevented them. You know? Or the pastor didn't set it, man. So 5 to 6 on Mondays, please, we want to pray for your children, pray with your children, and help infuse the Spirit of God upon. They'll become great like Adam and Eve should have become.
Wow.
So parents, Amen. Wake up early. I know they're going to work at school, but wake them up early, 5 to 6. That's it. Last Monday, the parents really prayed for their children, and it was fantastic. I know I'm taking time, but it's important.
Oh, yes.
All right? Now, so I really want all the parents, look, the things we are hearing, you don't know the things your children are going through and what they tell us and what we are praying for. And a lot of them will be washed by the word and prayer.
Amen.
True. And the pastors, we are taking it upon ourselves to now focus on your children rather than on the adults. Okay? So your job is to bring them. And Jesus Christ said that this is how, where the children belong. You know, the disciples were rebuked. And if you are parents and you prevent them, Jesus will also rebuke you. All right, so release them. Monday will be powerful. Tomorrow, God willing.
Amen.
5 to 6. God willing. So let them come and they'll be blessed. And also they have their meeting, our center meeting on Wednesdays. Let them come while you're having your center. And the younger ones who are up to 12, their meeting is at 6 o'clock on Fridays. Let them be a part. What I like the most is that they have their own Sunday service. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Wow.
They have their own Sunday service at 6 o'clock every Sunday evening on Zoom. And they know the Zoom number. Pastor Richard, please put it and send it to the parents so that they will get their kids to join. So all kids join up to 18. And it's a service that is run by children. You see your children preaching. When I saw some of our people singing, giving testimonies, encouraging, some of them were moderating, I said, my goodness, it was worth all the input on these kids. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So parents, take notes. Well, I seem to have a few minutes that I can preach to you one of the most powerful messages that you will ever hear. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Wow.
Woo! Now lift up your hand and let's pray again. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence. We honor you. We give you glory and praise. Have your way, Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Now, Amen. I have one very important announcement. And remind me, nobody should leave because that announcement is the most fantastic. It will make every announcement that I've made relevant. Yeah. Remind me, called something called the Facebook announcement. I'll share it before I give up. It's very important. And think about it. Anyway, now, today I want to continue and hopefully finish our message themed how to arrive at 100% answered prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I don't hear anybody responding. Are they,
Amen.
Amen. Now you're talking. Amen. Beautiful. Now, we have been sharing about how to live a life of answered prayers. Actually, when they see you, you'll be a reflection of the prayers that God has answered. You know? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now,
if God answers all your prayers, you'll be such a blessed person. Because a lot of the things that we go through, really, God wants to help us to overcome. Hallelujah. And Amen. So, I want us to go again to our message, our theme. We read from James chapter 4, from verse 1 through verse 3. James chapter 4, from verse 1. The Bible says over there, let's read it from New King James. He says that, where do wars and fights come from among you? When you see somebody is battling, fighting, stealing, cheating, arguing, struggling, you know, forcing.
Contending,
yeah. Battling. All these, it's because there's something you want to have.
Mm-hmm.
Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? It's not because of the thing you want.
Inside of you.
Why do you fight? The things inside of you that you want. You want a house. That's why you are struggling all the time. You want a child. You want a husband. You want some money. You want some peace of mind. You want a car. He says you lust and you do not have. You even murder and you covet. Covet means you crave something that somebody else has. This is the thing I want. Look at the person has got it. You even steal. Yet you cannot obtain. You fight and you war. Yet you do not have. And he says that God says, why? He says you don't have because you do not ask.
My goodness. So simple.
Hey.
And that's where that song came in. And Junior, can you play that song, Sister Aria? Where is she? You know, there's a song that says that, what? A friend we have in, you can give me the A key, you know. What a friend we have. Woo! Let's sing. That's why we don't pray. That's why we don't get these things. God is not expecting you, for you who has a God great like that, who has everything, to be fighting, to be struggling, to be contending, to be stealing, to be going to war, just because of the things. He says, what? A friend we have in Jesus, all my sins and grief to bear. Tap your knee, tap your foot. A privilege to carry. What a privilege to carry. Every saint to God in prayer. Sing to God in prayer.
Sing to God in prayer.
That sounds very well. You'll be rewarded. If you had stood a little more, I'd have given you a kiss. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Listen,
God says, oh, what grief you often carry. What needless pain you bear.
Unnecessary.
What peace you often forfeit. God wants to give you peace. You want war.
No.
You're warring. You're struggling. You're fighting. You're bad. Sleepless nights. Listen, I am telling you honestly. When I was about to come to America, when I saw the scripture, I said, for 1 year, my wife and I, we held our hands. We walked back and forth every evening for 1 hour. Pray, Lord, let your provision await us. Amen. Let your will be done when we come to the United States. About our children, about our church, everything. We took it to the Lord in prayer, and it's been a nice journey. Your journey of this life shall be nice.
Amen.
Not fighting. God, oh, what peace we often forfeit. What needless pain we bear. Why? All because we do not carry everything. I mean, everything to the Lord in prayer. Yeah, you know, recently I found that I had some, you know, pain and some ulcer in between my toes. I realized I hadn't prayed for it. I put my hand on it and I prayed.
I was applying
a whole lot of chemicals, powders, water, soaps. Even at one point in time, I put a gauze in between and I said, look, maybe they shouldn't touch each other. But one thing I had not done, he says, you struggle because you have not prayed. You have not asked. Look, sincerely, ask the Lord. That was it. I don't even remember the last time they came back.
Wow.
Little things like that.
Mm.
Little things like that. Wow. I had a rush. I prayed. I haven't had that rush again.
Amen.
Little things like that.
Wow.
What needless pain we bear. What peace we often forfeit.
Mm, we give up.
Oh, we give it up. Forfeit means you give it up. That doesn't mean you are fit for it. We give it up. All because we do not carry it to the Lord in prayer. So that is why Jesus Christ came and said, one of the things disciples asked, Lord, teach us to pray in Luke chapter 11. And Bible says, Jesus Christ said that when you pray, not if you pray, when, means Jesus is expecting you to pray. Can you imagine? Jesus himself, he prayed. Mark 1:35, he isolated himself from everywhere, went to a solitary place and prayed. He prayed. Even when it was on the cross, he was praying, Lord, if it's possible, take this cup from me. And the Lord answered the prayer, said no. He said no. It's a good answer. Because if he had not said no, you and I wouldn't have had salvation. Yeah. But he prayed. He prayed. He prayed to the Lord about his death. Have you prayed about your death before? I've prayed about my death before. I've told the Lord, let me die the death of the righteous. Like Jacob, he died the death of the righteous. It's in Numbers chapter 23. And he just told all his children what he's supposed to, in his good old age. And he collected himself, put his legs together, and then he gave up the ghost.
Wow.
May you never die out of an accident. Or in
Jesus' name.
Or in a nursing home. Or rehabilitated with a stroke in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Carry everything to God and pray. So we prayed. How do you get 100% prayer? Number one, pray yourself. Prayer is not something that you delegate. Oh, pray for me, okay? It's nice. But whenever you tell somebody, pray for me, okay, you start praying. Because sometimes we say, okay, we'll pray for you, but that's the last time we will hear about that prayer. May we move from there. We've even forgotten that you asked that. Actually, yes. We just thought it was an exclamation. So whenever you say, pray for me, remember to pray. Many people will pray for me. I pray for you by the grace of God. Yeah, I told you. One on Tuesday, one on Saturday, by the grace of God. Amen. All right, so Amen. That's important. Pray yourself. Number two, we learned that when you pray to the Father. Don't pray to Saint Anthony. Don't pray to Mary. Don't pray to Pastor. Don't pray to your uncle. Who can ask your uncle for some things? But you don't pray to human beings. You pray to your Father which is in heaven. Jesus Christ taught them to pray. He says, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, our Father. Jesus said, when you pray to your Father which is in heaven. And your Father who seeth in secret will reward you openly. He says, shut your closet and pray to your Father. In Matthew chapter 6, pray to your Father which is in heaven. And your Father who seeth in secret will reward you openly. It's your Father. You have a right to claim anything from your Father. That is who your God is. And he said, our Father which art in heaven, not our deity. Some of us, we come to God like a wall. Mm. He's a human being. You have to discuss. Even you come to the Lord, you change your voice.
That's it.
So come to the Father. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses. As you forgive those who trespass against us and lead us not into temptation. But deliver us from evil. And then I like this part. He said, for yours, oh Father, yours is the kingdom. Yours is the power. Yours is the glory. That is why I'm asking for all these things, because they are all yours. Everything, the earth is yours. You are king. The kingdom is yours. The power to give it is yours. The beauty of selection is yours.
Amen.
Choices are yours.
I understand that.
That was what Jesus meant. That thing that we pray and we leave it. Even some Bibles have left that. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Watch some of the versions. New Living Translation never stated it. NIV does not state it. But King James states it. They've removed it. If you remove that thing, the Lord's Prayer is useless. For thine is the power. Thine is a kingdom. Thine is a power. Thine is a glory. I wonder why they removed it. But that's the most powerful part. The Father has the power. When you see that your Father is the president, yours is the kingdom, what is it that you're going to miss? When your Father has financial power, what finances are going to be a problem for you? Has car power, academic power is a principal. Wow, you will be in that school and you will have scholarship in that school.
Amen.
And yours is the glory. It means that the beauty, you choose which one. You can decorate it for me. You can make it nice for me. Hey, for those of you who have marriages you don't enjoy, children who seem some way, God is for his is the glory. He can make it beautiful again. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
So pray to the Father. And we said the third thing is pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray in the name of, don't pray, you know, with any, you help people in the name of Jesus Christ. He's the between. And we learned in 1 Timothy chapter 2, I believe we said verse 25, right? That there is one God and one mediator between God and man. That is the man, Jesus Christ. He's the mediator. John 14, 6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but through or by me. Never finish a prayer. A prayer is not complete without saying, in the name of Jesus Christ. It's not complete. You see that? It's not complete. And then we define grace. Last week we said, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Come boldly to the throne of grace, that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And we said grace is undeserved favor. It makes things you don't deserve possible because of who is in between you and the person you are asking from. That's why we come in the name of Jesus. And we define grace as the word charis means God's riches at Christ's expense. You can put whatever is there in that riches. Is it a car? Is it a husband? Is it a child? God is rich in everything.
Amen.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness. God's riches at Christ's expense. Or God's righteousness at Christ's expense. G-R-A-C-E. Amen. God's redemption at Christ's expense. Amen. Amen. God's recovery at Christ's expense. Whatever good are that is there. Just put it. That is grace. It is somebody who pays for it. He's the one who operates between us and God. That's why when we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a very powerful name. The Bible says, therefore the Lord has highly exalted him and given him a name above all names, that at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow of things above. Are you not praying to your Father which is in heaven? Of things above, Father in heaven, of things on the earth, and of things beneath the earth. That's why we can bind demons in the name of Jesus Christ. Because Amen. Things underneath the earth can be bound.
Amen.
Yeah. That is why you can deal with people on this earth by the name of Jesus Christ. One time I went and I prayed and I knelt down and interceded. This person is troubling me. Lord, remove the person. Within 24 hours, the person was gone.
Wow.
Clap for the Lord Jesus. Wow. And then we'll send. The fourth way to have 100% answered prayer is confess your sins when you come to the Lord. Confess your sins. Okay? So it's very important for us to note that sins stand between us and prayer. You see that? And Isaiah chapter 59, we read that, you know, God's ear is not too hard to hear. Neither is his hand too short to reach you. But we have been, what has happened is that our iniquities and our sins have separated us from him. And that's why it sounds like he cannot hear, he cannot reach us. It's not because. So whenever you come to the Lord, ask for forgiveness. Ask for sins. You say you have no sins. Bible says if you say you have no sins, you make him a liar and the truth is not in you. Yeah. Even, baby, the way that I'm preaching, I've been proud. It could be sinful. There's what we call presumptuous sins, sins of omission. Maybe I should have said something I didn't say. Every time, most times when I finish praying, I ask the Lord, Lord, whatever I said wrong, and whatever I should have said I didn't say, please, you complete it and forgive me. Because these are your children, and I don't know everything. Forgive me my sins. You know, when you remove the sins, it makes you accessible to God's blessing. It's a truth. All right, so when you come, you want 100% answered prayer. Don't just rush to the things. Forgive me. Oh, husband and wife, you want to come and eat food. The morning there was a problem in the house. You just walked out, and then you come and you expect food. You won't come and apologize. You won't eat anything. Any type of food is not your food. So that's the reason why we come and we come and come. We learned last week that the prodigal son, he knew this secret. So when he came straight to apology. He said, Bible says that he lost everything after righteous living. And when he came to his father, he said, Father, the first thing was, Father, I have sinned against you and against heaven. And I'm not even worthy to be called a son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. That speech, he didn't even continue. The father just put a ring on his hand, put clothes on him. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been created. We were conceived in sin. God is not surprised about your sin.
Right.
Yeah. God was looking in the prodigals, and he said he was more interested in the son in that boy. More than the sin in that boy.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the guy seemed to understand. Wow. And he therefore presented himself. I'm your son. But no problem. No problem. Even if I'm not, please forgive me for my sin. I said, oh.
Yeah.
You know, the father never said anything about the sin. He just embraced him.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
When you confess, the Bible says he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins.
Amen.
And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Oh.
You just ask for forgiveness, but he added cleansing, combo. Mm. That's all because he confessed. That
extra.
Is so powerful. You went in with your sin, confession took it away, and you came out washed.
Wow.
Wow.
How will you not be ready for your answers to prayer?
Oh.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
When my children come and they say, Daddy, we didn't do right. We didn't do forgive us. My heart melts towards
them.
Mercy.
Anything they ask from that, especially when my wife comes and say, you know what? You know,
hey.
That discussion, you see, I told you that, you know, it's true. You said that you don't cry with your husband. It's your wife who cries. It's true. When he says that, he always gets a kiss. She always
That's
gets,
it.
She always
That's
gets
it.
Whatever she wants. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So forgiveness.
Yeah.
And then we talked about number 5. If you want to get 100% answered prayer, abide in Christ.
Stay.
John 15. And then the next one is abide. Let his word abide in you. John 15:7. That's where we ended. He said, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask whatever you desire, and
anything.
It shall be done. Anything, and it shall be done for you. Anything.
Wow. Blank check.
That's a blank check. For those of us Christians who today we are hot, tomorrow we are cold. Today we are backslidden, tomorrow we are spiritual. Today we are in church, tomorrow we are in the club.
Merci.
Learn to just fix your focus.
Oh.
Stay. I mean, we don't even know where to tax you. Today, you are in Tennessee. Tomorrow, you are in Georgia. The next day, you are in this. We don't even know where to trace you. Let there be some consistency. God says that abide in me. Stay.
Amen.
Make your home.
Yeah.
Be content. Settle.
Amen.
Settle down in Christ.
Amen.
Don't have any doubts. You know what? Anybody who lives, makes his abode in my house, always eats from my refrigerator.
That's
always
it.
Eats from my groceries.
Mm-hmm.
Always
Access
eats
granted.
From my wallet.
Mm-hmm.
If you live here, you eat. Even the light that you enjoy is from, I have paid for it.
That's
because
it.
Because you're living, you're abiding, your bed is here, your zip code is here, your address, your letters come here, and of course, your rebukes will also come from here.
That's
it. Of course, the offenses will also come from here. Mm-hmm. Of course, when you're unhappy, it is here. No, I am unhappy, but I live here.
That's it.
Yeah. That's it.
Yesterday, we were having the parental seminar, and the lights went off.
Mercy.
What am I supposed to do? Should I just move away and go and live in somebody's house? I was not happy about it, but I just wiped out everything, got a few things together, and then I stayed here, and today I'm enjoying lights again.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. It's not always that Christianity will rub you on the right side. It's not sometimes just because of your Christianity, people take advantage of you. You don't say because of that, I'm moving, I'm going to be a Krishna person. God, you don't say, no, God, I'm to hell with you. To hell with you. You are going to hell, not God.
Goodness.
So listen, let's learn to settle down. Anybody who settles in the Lord, Jesus has promised, if you make a decision to abide in me, you will ask anything you want. And God, the Bible says, the Lord knoweth them that are his. The Lord knoweth them that are his. Mm-hmm. Let everyone that nameth the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Stop backsliding and stick around and stick in the Lord.
Amen.
Listen, one of the things that shows that you are abiding, you know, people that abide, they take part in what is going on here.
Mm-hmm.
My children, they live here, they take part in the chores, they take part in the work here, the cleaning, everything. Yeah, and as now that they are grown, even they take part financially. Yeah. These days, I don't buy gas for them. They buy their own gas in their car.
Oh, wow.
You make contribution. One of the signs of a Christian who is abiding is when you are a tithe payer. Tithe.
Amen.
Yeah. You've said that, look, I'm in partnership with God. Lord, I live in you. The Bible said, in him we live and move and have our being. I think it's Acts chapter 17, verse 28. In him we live and move and have our being. If you do that, in him you live and all your movements, you will see that you will have your being. Your very identity will be found in him. That is why my children have their being, their identity in found him. Their name, my name is their name. The choice of their school, I chose it for them. Their clothes are born by my pocket. They are everything that they have. When you are a child of God, you abide in the Lord. Bible says a son is forever. A son is forever. Stay in the house of, don't backslide. Today you are in this church. Next week, will you find you here? Will the Lord come? When he comes to church on Zoom, will he find you again? How consistent are you? It's part of the reason why you don't have answers to prayers.
Help us, Lord.
I'm not saying it. Jesus said, abide in me. When I said, Jesus says, abide in me. The church of God is the body of Christ. Abide in me. Stay in me. Stay in me. When the vaccine is given, it's supposed to stay so that everything that comes, virus, will be quenched. Abide. But the vaccine says, today I'm going to stay here. Tomorrow I'm going to go there. I mean, come on now. Will you even want to buy a water closet, toilet bowl that decides today I don't want to live in your house?
Forgive.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that's the reason why. Everything, the fridge, refrigerator that stays here, I maintain it. Mm-hmm. I have a maintenance plan for all the equipment here. But the day they decide to move from here, they've missed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is how prayers are answered. You just go. You think prayer is just going to ask. Before you prayed, set yourself up for answers.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. There's a preparation thing. One of them is just stay in the Lord. You backslide too easily.
Hey.
You get offended in the church too easily. You miss too many services sometimes. Hey. You come too late sometimes.
Hey.
Today, you haven't said that we are lucky that we are here.
Mess.
No, don't do that. Abide. The Bible says, blessed is the man, Psalm 65, verse 4, who the Lord chooses, has chosen you, and causes to approach. It's not enough to just approach, but it goes on that he may dwell, that he may live, that he may settle in the courts, in his courts,
Amen.
Where he lives. He says that when you do that, you will be satisfied with the goodness of God's house, even of his holy temple. Why did they move the scripture?
Wow.
The people that makes their home in this house. I've been in this church for years. I ain't going nowhere.
I'm not.
Yeah. Hey, I had my wedding in this church. My mm-hmm. baby dedication in this church, my children's graduation in this church, my wedding anniversary in this church, my everything. I am believing God that when I am 80 and I'm planning that Lord is enough for 90, and they will bury me here by the grace of God. By the grace
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. So abide. Amen. You will have all. And the next thing is that let the word of God abide in you. Says, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, you shall ask whatever you desire and it shall be done unto you. James chapter 4, verse 3. Bible says that, you know, we said in verse 2 that you have not because you ask not. Verse 3 says, you ask and you receive not because you ask amiss.
Wow.
You don't ask the right way. You ask, your asking is off. You don't know how to ask. The reason is because you don't know the things that you should ask for and how to ask for.
Oh.
It's the truth. You know, that was one time that Jesus was there and John was laying on Jesus' lap and Peter them were asking, who is it who will betray? And they told John, ask him. Because John has a way, knew how to ask properly. You know, ladies and gentlemen, when the word of God is inside you, you know about God. You you have knowledge about God.
Mm-hmm.
Because of lack of knowledge, you know about God. And therefore, it is not straight. You never ask amiss. You know what God wants.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, and said, and this is the confidence that we have. I'm talking about prayer.
Hey.
We have this confidence in prayer, 100% prayer. How? Because this is the confidence that we have that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us.
Amen.
Anything.
And the verse 15 says, because we know, and if we know, if we are that confident that he hears us, then whatever we ask, we know, not that we think, that we will have. We have, not that we will have the petition. We have the petition that we
deserve
from him already.
Wow. We don't assume. We know.
No. We know. He says that we know already. Not that we know that we will have. Mm-hmm. All of you who pray and we say, oh, it will come to pass. Say I have it. Not that I will have it.
I have it.
Amen. Yeah. I have it.
It's done.
My children, I've seen when they come, they said they have it. They know what to ask. You know, I have spoken to them. They have walked in obedience. They know my words. They put it inside of them. They've done that. They know to do their chores before they come. They know the word, my word. The Bible says that if we this is the, I mean, I like that word. This is our confidence.
Mm-hmm.
100% prayer. Our confidence is that whatever we ask according to his will, he will hear us. In fact, not he hears us.
He hears us.
He hears us. Present continuous.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we know, if only you know, if only you have knowledge that he hears you, then you will know that you have already have the petitions that you require of him. I tell
you. Amen.
I tell you.
Amen.
It's based on the word. How is it based on the word? The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse number 12, he said, the B part, he watches upon his word to perform.
To perform it. Wow.
He watches upon his word to perform. He hasteneth his word to perform. His word. Look, this Bible memorization we're doing, Bible challenge we're doing, it is accentuating and activating and catalyzing your prayer answering skills.
Amen.
You didn't know that. The day I found that, look, that's why the scriptures come like that. It is actually a strategy for answered prayer.
That's
the reason why I memorize scriptures. That's the reason I keep scriptures in my heart. That's the reason why. Because he watches. So when I'm looking for something, I look for a scripture that's appropriate.
That's it.
Lord, you said this. You said this. You said this. I'm quoting your word. The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, I believe, Jeremiah chapter... I'm going to find it for you. But there's a scripture, actually. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. It says, the Lord is not man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. He said, has he said it, shall he not do it? Has he spoken, shall he not make it good? Yeah, he said he's not like man. People say things today, I'll marry you for better, for worse. And then you have for better even comes. Immediately the for worse comes, they leave.
Mercy.
But God says, no problem. Whatever I say, I will do.
Amen.
So just know what the Lord has said and quote it back. In fact, there's a scripture, I'm trying to get it. It's in Jeremiah. I believe it's chapter 24, verse 26 or something. It says that, come, let us declare, let us argue, declare that you may be justified. There's a scripture like, somebody should find it. Declare that thou mayest be justified. Yes. In fact, it says, come, let us reason together.
Yes.
Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. It's in Jeremiah. I've seen it before. Something about 26, something, verse 26. Isaiah 43, 26. It said, that's right. Thank you. Bring it up. Isaiah chapter 43. It says that, put me in remembrance. Remind me of what I've said. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified.
Mm-hmm.
Put me, remind me of what I've said. Let us plead. Plead to the Lord together. Make your declaration and you will be justified. So long as I said it, I'll do it. I will do it. Look, one time I was with my young people when I was an unbeliever in high school. We went out. I think we went to somewhere, you know, club or something.
A place.
And we were coming back, and then a guy had gone to steal his father's car. And okay. We bought ice cream and we're going. But he left the music playing and he put it there. Then he was playing loud. And then the police was giving us a ticket and was trying to arrest us. I didn't know. So I was begging the police, please don't arrest. This is not our car. Please, our father
don't
will
want
get
to go to jail.
Our father will get to know that we stole the car.
Oh.
Then the guy that we are sent to go and buy the ice cream just walked out and saw the police giving us a ticket and giving us problems. And he said, what's the problem? He said, at this place, the police said, this place is no parking. And therefore, I'm giving you a ticket and I'm arresting you if you don't. We didn't have any money. I mean, you're going to steal a car. What else would you have?
Spent it on ice cream.
Yeah. Everything is on ice cream. The girls have spent it. So I was begging. Some of us were crying. We were in fear. But this guy just said, everybody get into the car. We are going. We're not paying any ticket. He cannot arrest us. I was shocked. I was shocked. I said, this guy is fearless. And then looked into the policeman's face and said, sir, you are right. This is no parking, but we have not parked. The engine is on. Somebody's in the car. This is not parking.
There's nothing
that stays. There's no standing. Wow. He got into the car, slammed the door, and the police actually agreed. We walked off without any problem.
Plead your case.
Plead your case with my words. That was the law. The Lord's word is the law. Come to the Lord with his word and that you may be justified. We walked free.
My goodness.
We got our freedom. We ate our ice
cream. That's it.
We took our stolen car nicely.
Happily.
And parked it happily for the next adventure. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Let the word abide in you. Quote some of these scriptures to the Lord. Lord, your word says if I abide, you will give me everything. Therefore, I'm abiding. You've seen that this time, and ask the Lord, when was the last time I missed church? You tell me. When was the last time I missed my tithe? I missed my tithe. You tell me. When was the last? I am abiding. So where are my answers? You'll be surprised.
Wow.
That is what Moses did. Moses told the Lord, Lord, you said you are saving these people and you are taking them to the promised land. And suddenly in the middle of the wilderness, you say you are killing everybody. Remember what you said. What will other people say that you could not kill them? You could not go to the promised land. Mm. Therefore, you kill them in the middle.
Mercy. No,
that is not good. Be God properly and then stick to your word. God said it's true. That's it. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Let the word abide in you. Oh, I don't have time. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to mention the six that are left. Okay? Then six that are left. The next, seventh one is obey God's commandments and you will have answers to his your questions.
Amen.
The verse is 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. And whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Wow. So one of the things that will get you 100% answered prayer is when you are obedient. When, unless you don't hear the word, you will do it. The word of God says that, hey, come into my, dwell in the house of the Lord. I will always be there. The word of the Lord says, thou shalt not steal. I will not steal. The word of the Lord says, bring ye the tithes to the storehouse. I will obey. The word of the Lord says, don't be treacherous and faithful to your spouse. I will obey. That's it. Your prayer will be answered. Okay.
Amen.
Number eight, be a fruit-bearing Christian, a fruitful Christian. The scripture is John 15, verse 16. It says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you may go and bring forth fruit or be fruitful, so that whatsoever you ask in my name, he will give it to you. You ask in his name, he will give it to you. So being fruitful makes you somebody who gets 100% answered prayer. That is one of the reasons why I do what I do. I'm being fruitful. You are part of my fruit. It's true, by the grace of God. You are part of my fruit. The people that through my activities by the grace of God have come close to God. Everyone over here should bear fruit for the Lord.
Amen.
Bible says that you didn't choose God. He chose you and ordained you, gave you public recognition so that you will go out there and bring forth fruit. When was the last time you brought somebody to church? When was the last time you won some soul for Jesus? All those things bring 100% answered prayer. Because if said, if you do that, whatsoever you ask in my name, he will give it to you. Whatever. If you're a fruitful Christian. That is why I want more Bacentes. That is why our next thing, we are operating 200 devices. Today, how many devices do we have? Peak. 118. 120. Now, that's not good enough. We are going to 200 devices with each home having about 5 people so that we can have 500. That's even 1,000, isn't it, if it's 5. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Amen.
Fruitfulness. And that will have your fruit. And that will give you an assurance that you quote this to the Lord. Lord, one time I was going to school and I didn't have provisions. Yeah. My cousin told me, I found a scripture. Let's obey. We went out there and won souls and took them to church. And we told the Lord, because of that, fill our boxes with provisions. That was the best year ever for provisions I ever got.
Wow.
Yeah. Soul winning is on the heart of God. And everybody that's fruitful, you are signed up for provisions. God will provide. He's called Jehovah Jireh, the provider. But one clear condition for providing is those who are fruitful. That's when you are blessed. You remember in the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, the Bible says that, and he blessed Adam and Eve and said, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth, and have dominion over everything in this world, over the birds of the air, the fish in the sea, even every crawling thing on earth. He told them, be fruitful. When God has blessed you, the blessing is the blessing of fruitfulness. Fruitfulness will make you a blessed person. God will give you dominion over everything. You just have to speak Ask for it and you will have it. That's answered prayer. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I'm expecting. Let's put this in practice. Those of you who have asked things that you haven't and God hasn't answered, tell yourself, I'm coming next Sunday with two sheep. Fruitfulness. I'm coming with two of my work colleagues, two of my siblings, even if they are living in another country or another state. Just give them that clip or that link and let them come. That's your fruitfulness. It will actually accelerate the answers to your prayer.
Amen.
Wow. Number Amen. 9, have faith when you are praying. Oh my Amen. Goodness, no time. Number 10, use persistence. Number 11, you know what? The best thing is, let me give you the book. It's called How to Pray. Please give me that book, How to Pray. And it's the chapter, How You Can Receive 100% Answers to Your Prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, I am not lost for words. I'm just lost for time. But wow. to come your way again next Sunday, maybe wow. I may decide by the grace of God to finish it up because the points are so powerful.
It's fantastic.
As the Lord leads us so that we can finish this powerful remedy to your unanswered prayers. I see the Lord answering all your prayers.
Amen.
I see you being fruitful. I see Amen. The one who whose is the kingdom, the power, and the glory coming to your aid, intervening for you.
Amen.
Father, I declare and I proclaim everyone that has prayers that have not been answered, now that you've showed us the keys, let everyone become a doer of every one of the words we've said.
Amen.
Not just a hearer.
Amen.
Those of us who don't pray ourselves much, let us become prayer warriors.
Amen.
Those who don't pray with confidence in the Heavenly Father, from today, we have confidence. We will mention your name. Those who don't pray in the name of Jesus, we will pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Those of us who do not abide in you, Lord, we have decided to abide. Those of us who have taken your word loosely, today, we will keep your word in our hearts.
Amen.
We will read your Bible. We will retain scriptures. We will quote them to you. Those Amen. Of us who have not persisted, whatever the reason is, we have not been fruitful, we have asked amiss. Lord, today we have changed. Thank you, Lord. Everybody put your hand on your heart. Please, it's very important. Put your hand on your heart. Father, look at every hand.
Yes.
And every heart. It's a suggestion of repentance.
Amen.
We have turned around. We are changed.
Yes, Lord.
From today, may we be just like David. Everything we say, let it come
Amen.
To pass.
Amen.
Just like Daniel, who prayed, and even angels came and protected him from the lions. Let us be like Joseph.
Amen.
People thought it was over for him, but that was his rising. May everybody that's in a pit rise up.
Amen.
And be blessed. Now, you are here. You want to form a new alliance with Jesus. You want to give your life to Jesus Christ. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. This is your opportunity. I want to pray with you. Just repeat these prayers with me. And those who want to rededicate your life to Christ, join us. Say, Almighty Father.
Almighty Father.
I now know you are my Father.
I now know you, are, know my you are my Father.
I will relate with you deeply.
I'll relate with you deeply
in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
I confess all my sins.
I confess all my sins.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Wash me.
Wash me
in the blood of Jesus Christ.
In the blood of Jesus Christ.
I am back to my Maker and my Father.
I am back to my Maker and my Father.
I believe Jesus is the Christ.
I believe Jesus is the Christ.
The Son of the Living God.
The Son of the Living God.
Who died for me.
Who died for me.
And God raised him from the dead.
And God raised him from the dead.
Because of this faith confession.
Because of this faith confession.
Now I am born again.
Now I am born again.
I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
Please write my name in the book of life.
Please write my name in the book of life.
And fill me with your sweet Holy Spirit.
And fill me with your sweet Holy Spirit.
In Jesus Christ's mighty name I pray.
In Jesus Christ's mighty name, I pray.
Amen.
We believe that the Word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive this and every Sunday at 9:45 a.m. Be blessed.